This begins the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, June 2026. LA School Cell Phone Ban, Year 1. One City's Quest to Remove Cell Phones from Public Schools. Before the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, cell phone ban took effect in February 2025, the use of mobile phones was ubiquitous on campuses. Not anymore. To enforce the new policy, University Charter High School and about 250 other LAUSD schools have turned to a local company, Yonder, the maker of a lockable pouch commonly used at film premieres and live shows, to foster a distraction-free atmosphere. The pouches, which are sealed with a magnet, are the most popular choice among schools to enforce the new policy. Some schools have given teachers cubbies where students deposit their devices. Others simply require them to be powered down and stowed. Yet, if there is a symbol of the crackdown, it is Yonder's gray neoprene pouch. The ban, which affects some 800 campuses, has been praised by teachers and administrators. One told The Times it was the best thing to happen to education since the invention of cell phones. Amid the rollout, they have cited anecdotal evidence and data that show the negative health effects of unfettered access to smartphones, which have contributed to an increase in anxiety, depression, and other issues for students, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic. Mixed reviews. But what do the students at University High, known as Uni High, think? It's not the best, but I think it's for the best, said Angie Mendoza, a senior. Sometimes the lectures can be a little boring and you have that urge to scroll on TikTok or Instagram. But I've been getting better grades because I've been paying more attention in class. Madison Thacker, a senior at Van Nuys High School Performing Arts Magnet, said, "Students just don't like change in general. Kids are going to find a way around this, no matter what you do." Indeed, students spoke furtively of the dark arts of circumvention. Some have simply told school officials they don't have a mobile phone. Others find decoys to place in their pouches, pocketing their real devices for surreptitious use throughout the school day.